UNC Chapel Hill's School of Journalism and Mass Communication prides itself on being one of the top journalism schools in the country. But professors like Gary Kay say they're noticing changes in the industry, changes that any innovative journalism school should acknowledge.
Everything from the implosion of the newspaper and magazine to the explosion of social media and the way that both news and entertainment content is watched and absorbed by most people has changed more in the last 2 years than it has in the last two decades.
And Kay and a handful of professors believe the school should dive into the future and leave the last two decades behind.
There's a lot of emphasis put on how things have been done, so therefore they should be done this way in the future. Just because things were done this way in the past doesn't mean they're ever going to be done this way again. So what would be better for journalism schools would be to help drive the future and make sure our students are not only prepared for the future, but are actually helping steer the future.
So professors Gary Kay, Joanne Chirino, and John Sweeney are starting a conversation, and it begins Friday at the Next World Media Symposium.
The Next World Media Symposium is a first-time event at UNC where we're bringing industry experts on campus to talk about where the world of new media is taking us.
These experts include senior executives of companies such as AT&T, the Capstrat Agency, Rave Publications, and more. They're coming to speak to students, faculty, and interested peers about the directions in which advertising, marketing, and PR are going, and where they believe prosperity will be found in the years ahead. But advice from these significant leaders doesn't usually come cheap.
These are speakers that are, worthy of $5,000 to $10,000, maybe even $15,000 speaking fees.
But they're doing it all for free, on their own time, and Kay says it's because they see the new media revolution firsthand every day, and they're eager to tell students about it.
We're the first journalism school to really step up and say, look, we realize things are changing very rapidly. We have to change with it. And they recognize that, this is an opportunity to help build a new curriculum from the ground up in a way.
Joanne Chirino is the Knight Chair Professor in Digital Marketing and Advertising for the Journalism School. She says it may be beneficial to dive headfirst into the future, even if you're uncertain of what you're diving into.
The motivation for the symposium is because the definition of advertising and branding has never been more unclear. And I think that as advertising is being redefined, those that are willing to take a little bit of a risk and redefine it, those individuals will be the most successful.
The event has generated so much attention from students, it had to switch to a larger venue. And Chirino says she's not surprised there are only a couple dozen seats left.
I think that young people today are so incredibly engaged in digital and in the next frontier of media. So they're very interested in what these luminaries may say and how it may impact their future careers.
Paige Sferraza is one of Kay's students who will be attending the event. She says she is going to hear more about what she learns each week in Kay's new media class.
Every single time we have class, every one of the students walk out with their mind blown because we're all just so excited about what there is to come.
And she expects the same experience at the symposium.
We'll be listening to a lot of speakers who have real-time experience in the field and who really know what the future is going to look like.
The Next World Media Symposium will be held Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Murphy Hall. You can follow the conversation live by following Next World UNC on Twitter. For more information or to get your ticket to the conference, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.